This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We've heard a lot about the culture of achievement lately, with a focus on test scores and high-stakes exams. But such measurements mean little if the students are not in the school building. Attendance, the simple task of getting kids to show up for class, is a major struggle for many educators. And it's the topic of our next visit to the principal's office, our continuing series of conversations with the men and women who run our nation's schools. In a neighborhood known as Hell's Kitchen in New York City, class is about to begin at the Facing History Public High School.
Button up. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. How are you?
In advisory.
All right, I'm done.
It's about that. What time is it? It's about that time.
Principal Jillian Smith strolls the halls wearing a brown suit and a cross me and you'll be sorry smile. She's the antithesis of a school mom with a funky hairdo and stiletto heels. She knows every student by name and by their attendance record.
That means nothing for the class. Oh, check in, bye. I know you're on time, you're on time.
The Facing History School, now in its second year, is named for a curriculum that examines racism and prejudice throughout history. It's a so-called small school, part of the recent effort to break up New York's overcrowded high schools. A vast majority of the students are Black and Hispanic, and almost all come from low-income homes, a high-risk group for bad attendance. Principal Smith decided early on that getting kids to school on time and making sure they stay in class would be one of her main goals.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Can I speak to Ms. Peterson, please? Hi, Ms. Peterson. This is Jillian from the Facing History School. I'm the principal.
A couple of minutes after the attendance roster is collected, Jillian Smith and a secretary start working the phones. They're calling parents whose children were late or failed to show up.
Okay, who, you're not her mommy? Her aunt? Okay, hi, aunt.
This zero-tolerance focus on attendance stems from Smith's own experience. She grew up in an overcrowded apartment raised by overworked parents from Trinidad. Smith knows poverty. She was once a mother on welfare, and she understands the pull of the streets as a former teenage dropout.
One time I dropped out for a smidgen of time, and it was really easy to be off the school's radar. And they had an attendance teacher, but the attendance teacher came to homeroom. You weren't there. They sent a card home. I catch the mail. Mother never got the card. Ooh, they call answer machine. I delete the answer machine. They never knew. You could be out for a really long time and nobody would know. So for me, attendance is really letting kids know that they cannot fall off the radar regardless. Somebody cares. If I don't see you in the morning, I care. I want to know where you are. In essence, what you want to get young people to understand is that even guarantee, right, because I use the word guarantee at times to them, that if you come here, if you can get here, I guarantee you, you can change your life. If you're present here and you work hard with us, you will encounter success. Success doesn't look the same for everybody, but you have to get here.
Now, when you were young and you were dropping out of school, taking a sabbatical from school.
Yes. You make it sound nice.
It sounds like you knew all the tricks. So, if you, when you were young and in high school, had a principal like you who was doing all kinds of outreach to bring you back to the building, would it have worked?
It would have, and not because of me, but my parent would have known, right? So Jillian on her own may have just been like, whatever. But, well, yes and no. First level is my parents. So my mom worked 4 to 12. My dad worked 12-hour shifts. He left the house at 5 a.m., right? So I'll call a house at midnight and don't feel a way about it. I'll call your house.
You will call a house at midnight?
Oh, yeah. I've called houses. I get in here. Usually I try to get in here no later than 6:30. If I get in here at 6 o'clock, I will start calling. So I'm going to catch that 4 to 12 worker because they're home sleeping. And so
they're going to be really happy when they get that call.
Which is the goal. Which is the goal. So that my parent would actually been more aware of it earlier. And I think once that happened, then as a young person, I might have been able to see, wow, they really want me here. That makes a major difference.
Now, do the students here know that you were a chronic truant?
Oh, yeah. They do. My young people, my children, as I call them, at times we do the battle of, you don't know. You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know how it is. And, you know, and I said to them, I said, you guys can't tell me what it's like. You can't tell me what it's like not to have money. You can't tell me what it's like to be new to a country. You can't tell me what it's like not to want to come to school. I know all that. Been there, done that, gave them a little bit of detail and said, but you know what? There comes a point where you have to make a choice. And there comes a point in your life when that choice is not dependent on what your mother did, on what your father did, on what the uncle, it just has to be dependent on you. And not that you lose all that baggage, but you begin saying, you know what, I'm going to have to figure a way to carry this baggage instead of having the baggage weigh you down.
If they don't come to school, despite all of your efforts, do you see that as a personal failure?
If I want to be honest, I'll say yes. If I want to be realistic, I'll say no. I have four children, and to say that you lost one along the way, how do you say that? You can't just say, well, we lost a few along the way. Well, where are they? Where are they going? What's going on with them? Who are they with? What have their lives turned out to be? And it is hard. You know, there's one student who he transferred really early on last year, and his name rolls in my head like I see him every single day. And in the other school, it is much easier for him to hide and slip through the cracks. So, you know, I always think about him. It is personal. Yeah, it is. I'm not realistic. It's personal.
Jillian Smith, thank you for letting us come to your school and tag along with you and try to keep up with you in those high heels.
These are my trademark.
Jillian Smith, principal of the Facing History Public High School in New York City. So far, the school's average daily attendance is just above 90%, a few points higher than the citywide average. That's good, Jillian Smith says, but still not good enough.